All right, so David Lynch, huh? He's one of those filmmakers who always leaves you thinking, even if you don't totally get what just happened.
Absolutely, and that's part of his brilliance, isn't it?
Totally. So today we're diving into some of his writing.
Oh, interesting. What are we looking at?
This collection is called Elucidating the Mysteries of the Glitch. And let me tell you, it's just as thought-provoking as his films.
I bet. What stood out to you? What's the big takeaway here?
Well, it's funny. I went in expecting, I don't know, weird stories about filmmaking behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of his brand.
Right. But he goes way deeper than that. He's getting into the nature of creativity, of knowledge
Oh, I
itself.
like that already.
And get this, he keeps making these fascinating connections to Albert Einstein.
Einstein, like physics Einstein, relativity and all that.
Yep. You wouldn't think it'd be relevant, but it totally is. See, Lynch is really emphasizing this idea of approaching life, especially learning, with a childlike sense of wonder.
Now that is interesting. I could see that, actually. His films have that sense of discovery to them,
Yeah.
even when things get strange.
It's like he never lost that curiosity we all have as kids, you know? And he actually quotes Einstein directly on this.
Really? What does he say?
It's something like, "The pursuit of truth and beauty is a sphere of activity in which we are permitted to remain children all our lives."
I love that.
Right. He mentions that quote a lot, actually. It's clearly central to how he sees the world.
It really is. Because if you think about it, when we lose that childlike curiosity, we lose that drive to truly understand the world around us.
Totally. We get so caught up in the day-to-day, the routine, we forget to actually look around and be amazed by things.
It's true. I know I'm guilty of it. But Lynch is arguing that's the key. That's how we really learn how we connect with the world on a deeper level.
And it makes you think, when did learning become about memorizing facts and figures?
Instead of embracing that sense of wonder,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. When was the last time you really felt that sense of awe of discovering something truly new and exciting?
That's a good question, actually. And I bet when we do experience that, it doesn't feel like work. It's not just about acquiring information, it's about something more.
Yes. There's this depth of engagement there, like you're tapping into something primal.
Exactly. And I think Lynch would argue that this yearning, this pursuit of understanding, it has an almost spiritual dimension to it.
Right. It's not just about knowing stuff. It's about finding your place in all of it.
Exactly. And this is where we start to see those deeper layers in Lynch's work, in my opinion. He's not just interested in telling stories, he's exploring the very nature of existence itself. He's using film as his canvas.
And he's inviting us to explore right along with him. And man, when it comes to exploring existence, you've got to talk about imagination, right?
Absolutely, it's essential.
With Lynch, it's like he somehow bottled up dreams, nightmares too, and
Yeah.
just unleashed them on screen.
And that's definitely part of it. But what's interesting is that Lynch sees a strong connection between imagination and this might surprise you, Einstein.
Okay, now that is not a connection I would made, Einstein and David
It's
Lynch.
true, though, right?
So how does he link those two?
Well, in this collection of writing, Lynch actually says, like Einstein, I believe that imagination is more important than knowledge, for it is through imagination that we are able to encircle the world and grasp the mysteries of the universe.
So it's deeper than just like coming up with crazy visuals or special effects, right?
Way deeper.
He's saying there's real power in imagination.
Absolutely. For Lynch, imagination is a tool for understanding. It's about pushing those boundaries,
Yeah.
looking beyond what we think is real and possible.
Which totally makes me think of all those surreal, those dreamlike sequences in his
For
films.
sure.
He's always blurring the lines between what's real and, well, something else entirely.
Exactly. Take a film like Mulholland Drive.
Oh, so good,
He takes us on
actually.
this wild ride, right?
Yeah.
You're never totally sure about someone's identity. Reality itself distorts. It can be disorienting.
Definitely disorienting.
But that's the point. It forces you to question how you see the world, your own
And
perceptions.
like he's saying, what if your reality, the way you experience it, what if that's not the only way? What if there are other realities out there just waiting to be discovered?
Exactly. And this is where this concept of terminus comes into play.
Okay, I gotta be honest, that one kind of went over my head a bit. What exactly is terminus? Is it like a
He
place?
never really defines it explicitly.
Which, very on brand for David Lynch, King of Mystery.
Right. But from what he says in these excerpts, it seemed to be more of a state of being,
Okay, I can see that.
a place where time and space, at least how we understand them, they kind of cease to exist.
So, less of a physical train station and more of a, I don't know, a mental state?
Exactly. It's a point where Everything converges, past, present, and future all crashing together. And our typical understanding of reality, it just kind of breaks down.
Which, now that you mention it, that's a pretty common theme in his films, isn't it? Time is always so fluid, the past bleeds into the present, characters change identities like they're changing clothes.
Right, and this is where I think the parallel with Einstein comes back in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember how Einstein basically proved that time, as a fixed thing, it's an illusion.
It's relative.
Exactly. It's flexible, almost like a fabric that can be bent and distorted, right?
And Lynch takes that concept and runs with it, exploring what it means for our consciousness, our sense of self. I mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about it. He's not just playing with cool visuals and special effects. He's using film to explore the deepest, most fundamental questions about what it means to even be human.
Exactly. You know what I love about it? He's not preaching. He's not giving us the answers. He's asking the questions right alongside us. He's inviting us to look at the world with fresh eyes, to see the mystery and wonder in everything around us.
It's like he's trying to shake us awake, you know, get us to see past the surface of things.
Absolutely. And I think that's where that spiritual dimension we were talking about earlier, that's where it really comes into play.
Because even in his darkest stuff, right, those stories that get under your skin, there's this sense that he's searching for something more.
Always searching.
Like, he's wrestling with these big questions about consciousness, about the nature of reality itself.
He's not afraid of those big questions.
And he's not afraid to get kind of out there exploring them either.
Like with that death experience he mentions.
Yeah. That really stuck with me. What do you make of that?
It's clearly a pivotal experience for him.
Yeah.
You can tell just from how he writes about it. Although he doesn't go into a ton of detail in this collection.
Again, very on brand for Lynch, master of mystery.
But he does say that it deepened his search for meaning, you know, trying to understand those big questions of life and death.
Which I think is really interesting. He's grappling with these huge existential topics. But he's not preaching.
Right, it's not a sermon.
He's not saying, this is the answer, this is what you should believe. It's more like, come on, think about this with me. He's inviting us to ponder these mysteries alongside him.
Precisely. He's opening up a space, creating a dialogue.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes his work so powerful, so enduring.
It's like he trusts his audience enough to not give us all the answers.
To sit with the uncertainty, the ambiguity.
Which is not an easy thing to do, let's be real.
It's not. But he's showing us that there's value in that struggle, in embracing the unknown.
And he does it all through the power of storytelling, which really hit me reading this collection. He talks about stories with such reverence, like they're almost sacred to him.
And they are, for him. It's how he makes sense of the world.
And that's another parallel with Einstein, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Remember how Lynch keeps coming back to this idea of Einstein seeking solutions, constantly pursuing knowledge?
Right, that relentless curiosity.
Well, storytelling, that's Lynch's version of those equations Einstein was always working on.
Wow, never thought about it that way, but it makes total sense.
They're both trying to understand the universe, just using different tools.
And for both of them, it's not just about getting to the answer, it's about the journey itself. Right? That willingness to keep exploring, to stay open to the mystery.
Exactly. And there's this one passage that really gets at that. Lynch writes, "Sometimes the most important things are the things we don't understand. They're the things that keep us searching, that keep us alive."
That's it right there. That's the heart of it.
Isn't it? He's reminding us that it's okay to not have all the answers, to embrace those moments of wonder, even if we don't fully grasp them.
So maybe that's what we can all take away from this deep dive. That sense of childlike curiosity, that willingness to look at the world with fresh eyes, to find the extraordinary in the everyday.
To embrace the strange, the surreal, even the unsettling.
And maybe, just maybe, those things, those mysteries, they might lead us somewhere unexpected, somewhere truly profound, and that's worth exploring, isn't it?